This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, it is hour number three. Bart Scott, what does that mean?
The power hour!
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the Dr. Pepper Barton Hahn Nation, the call-in line. We have lots of calls to get to, Bart, and we're going to get to those. We do want to remind you, we are brought to you by My Computer Career. We are training you for a better life. So a bunch of games. We'll get our picks done at the bottom of the hour. But right now, let's just look at one game that stands out for a number of reasons, and there's some concern and some questions as well. So the Giants are home this week, coming off that, and I could say brutal loss to the Cowboys, because if you consider the injuries, it was brutal. I mean, they got blown out, but the brutal part of it was the injuries. Daniel Jones with the concussion, Saquon Barkley with the ankle injury. Am I missing anyone? Are we already without Sterling Shepard? Galladay got hurt in that game absolutely as well. That's right. It's another one. Andrew Thomas has ankle issues. Like, they've just got injuries all over the place on the offensive side of the ball. And so what a great time for the Rams to come in, right, when you consider what they look like and what they've got going with Matthew Stafford and that offense and what their aspirations are in the season. Now, I will add this. Now, first of all, the Rams are favored. The Rams as a road team, I got Caesars giving them 9.
Damn.
Yeah, damn. It's right. So it's a 1 o'clock game, L.A. team. Does that matter? Can I just begin there? Does that matter at all? Will that factor in at all, Bart Scott?
I mean, we said a lot about that, but, you know, Pete Carroll never struggles with that. You know, Oakland never struggles with that. So it all depends on how, you know, custom. I think, you know, the Rams are really used to coming back and doing that. They did that, I believe, last season with Tampa Bay. So I think they're fine with that. I think sometimes that can be a misconception.
All right, so the one thing, though, about this game that we're seeing is that Daniel Jones has practiced. He's expected to be a full participant in practice today. And that's the first time. He was on the field earlier in the week, but today he's expected to be full practice, which means he'd be pretty much on track to be cleared to play on Sunday.
I wouldn't let him play.
And you remember what he looked like, right, when he took that hit?
Like Glass Joe.
Yeah, that was a Glass Joe moment. I mean, he almost did the full spin. And I'm wondering, is this really the best thing to do here?
Yeah,
do you really? I mean, you do know he's going up against it's Aaron Donald
and Floyd,
Leonard Floyd. Like that defense. Like, you're thinking to yourself, do you protect the player or, hey, he's cleared, let's put him out there? Like, is this really the best thing to do?
Sometimes you can try and win the battle and lose the war. I think, you know, it's much better to be able to evaluate Daniel Jones, especially when Saquon comes back. I think they figure something out with Tony. I mean, Mike Glennon wasn't horrible, so if you feel like you can have a shot, then Glennon is going to have to play extremely well. But I don't risk him, because when you get the second one, then he's out for a long time. Like, when you have a concussion, the second one is so much easier to get.
Mm-hmm.
Let his brain recover. Let some of the swelling go down. Let the bruising on his brain go down and allow him to be able to have a week. When you feel like you're ready from a concussion, take one more week. That's what I always say.
Yeah, and now Joe Judge did acknowledge this with the writers when they were talking about this, and he said that one thing that he does ask when it comes to the injury thing with a player returning, he says, quote, is this pain, or can he get hurt worse? But if there's an injury risk, now that's a different issue.
It's a concussion. It's a neurological risk. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I think he's saying with all injuries. He's not specific about Daniel Jones. I think what he's saying is that with all injuries – that's what you have to think about right out of the gate. But you always defer to the medical staff. And the medical staff says, he's good to go. Yeah, he's fine. He'll be able to play. Then he plays. But I'm not even, you know, like what you mentioned, it's not, okay, he's clear, he's good to go.
What's your chance of winning this game anyway?
Well, that's my point. So although again, if you're Joe Judge,
you're favored by 9.
You're not going into this game thinking we don't have a chance to win. Your job is to come up with a game plan that'll help you win.
Okay. With everything gone. No Saquon, no Thomas maybe, no Galladay.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
no
their
Shepard.
injury.
Like, right now. Come on, really? Really? Like, we all believe we can win. But, yeah, do you really think that the odds are in your favor? Clearly, Vegas don't think it's going to be close. They didn't say, okay, well, we got them plus 3. They got them by 9. That means they think it's going to be a blowout.
Okay, so let's see.
Blue out.
So far, because you know they don't give you for the game yet, but Barkley hasn't practiced all week. We know that. Galladay hasn't practiced with the knee issue.
So they not playing. All right,
so Daniel Jones yesterday, again, a little bit of light stuff. Today expected to go full. Andrew Thomas did have a little bit of light practice yesterday.
Well, you know why they do full? Like, let me tell you something, Alan, and to be honest, right? Thursday is really your only physical day in which you practice. Fridays are fast Fridays. It's the shortest practice of the week. It's kind of just going over a dress rehearsal about the game plan situations. You do two-minute drill. You do short yardage, goal line. Nobody has shoulder pads on. You're just tagging off. You move fast.
Yeah.
So for him, like, he's not going to take a hit. He's not going to be carrying the full brunt of his equipment. So we don't know how he's going to feel, right? So, like, if he would have practiced Thursday, I would have said, okay. What they're trying to see now is what happens.
Well, when he was limited. He was limited participant in practice on Thursday, and he's supposed to go full today, and then they'll decide how he feels after today at a full practice.
When you say, Phil, I see how he feels, he's not getting rattled. His head isn't getting shook. He's just kind of going back, dropping back, people tagging off of him. That's the difference, right? Like, they're trying to see if he gets sick or dizzy, you know, because sometimes your symptoms come back when the blood flow moves and you can't see and you can't read and stuff like that. It's just too risky for a young player. Why ruin him this early?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Should Daniel Jones play, regardless of if he's cleared? Should they protect him from himself in a game against a team where it just would say on paper they're probably going to be very overmatched in this game? All right, let's continue with the calls, though. A lot of people want to talk about anxiety Friday about your team in Week 6. Let's take a few calls. Let's start with Khalif in New Jersey. Khalif.
Yeah, what's up, Bart?
How we doing?
I'm all right. Bart, I need a huge favor, Bart.
Yeah.
I'm a long-time Raiders fan. I need you to talk to Rex Ryan and tell him to get in touch with Mark Davis and hire him for our head coach and change our culture in Vegas.
Ooh, you talking about some thug life stuff out there, man. You talking about putting Rex in a silver and black, let him be the bad guy?
He get along with Gus Bradley?
Well, Gus Bradley would have to be let go. I mean, because Rex Ryan.
Rex is running that defense.
He'll probably put the band back together. I know Dennis Thurman is down there right now running the defense for prime time
at Jackson State.
Right. Yeah, he probably have to put the band back together and say, sorry, prime. You know, go get somebody else from Dallas. I got to take my guys. We putting the band back together. It'd be like Rex would be outside. Like, I like to have one dry chicken and toast. Jake and Elwood? Oh, man, we putting the band back together. But I tell you what, Rex would take that defense and make a gangster. And you give him a quarterback. Rex never really had a quarterback of the magnitude or the skill set of Derek Carr.
What if he said to you, I need a linebackers coach?
How much cheese we put on? I'm living in Vegas.
I mean, where else would you live? Of course.
L.A. And just, you know.
Well, I'm just saying, what if he said to you, I need a linebacker's coach?
But guess what, Alan? What does Vegas have? At ESPN headquarters. I can do both! Yeah! We can do it from where the Daily Wager is from.
You understand that our show is on at noon. You'd be on a practice field during the week.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, our show's noon Eastern.
Exactly! Yeah!
No, how the hell would you do that? You'd have meetings in the morning.
I don't have to go to the meetings. I just got to go to practice.
You're a linebacker's coach. I'd need you full time.
I'll be at the practice, man.
Just admit you would divorce me in a second.
No, admit it.
Admit it.
This is perfect, Alan.
You would divorce me in
just
a second. And now you're making me move to Vegas?
We'll be at all the games.
And so we've
and we can go see Usher, who's got a residency there. But let's just think this out, right?
I know what's going to happen.
We come on at 12. That means we'll be on at 9.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing at 9 o'clock of an NFL team?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Practice is at 1 o'clock. You're going to fill at 1. I'll be there. Perfect.
Just admit to me that if he called you and said, I need a linebacker's coach, that you would look at me and say, you wouldn't even look at me.
Hold on.
You'd send me this text the peace emoji.
So Agulier, what's her name?
Huh?
Agulier.
What?
That was with Golic, little baby bull.
What are you talking about?
Baby Bull, who was his partner Baby that played Bull? Basketball?
Oh, Shanae? Is that? I'm like, who are you talking about? Ogumake?
Yeah.
Shanae Ogumake.
You're right. Yes. So if Shanae did it, why can't I do it? Huh? Why couldn't I do it? Am I not as good and sophisticated as she is? I know she's top notch. I know she's a premium talent.
I didn't
but you don't
say
think I
you
can do it?
I didn't say you couldn't do it.
We could do
it. I'm asking you.
We could do it.
Sinead's not doing the radio show anymore.
Yeah, because they gave her a whole nother show.
Right.
But she did the show, and she used to do it at the same time.
She was playing, yeah.
Man, Alan, we can go to the big time, baby. Moving on up.
See, I don't.
They got a studio there, man. Now, if it would have been Seattle or something, it'd be a no brainer. I couldn't go.
Just admit,
I would say no,
just
Rex.
Admit that you'd be a cloud of dust.
No, man.
Gone. Behind Solo. Dave in New Jersey. Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Both my daughters play Division I soccer. Both had concussions. Typically, at the beginning of the season, every kid has done, they do a CT scan to see the normal size of the brain. And then they can, if they get a concussion, they can measure the swelling. I'm surprised they didn't do that in Daniel Jones. This should be actuarial. It should not be a subjective question. It should be, is his brain swollen too much or not? Then does he have symptoms?
Well, just because your brain isn't swollen, you still can have damage, right? And what we do is we do a baseline test before we do right. All these little hit the dots and all that stuff. And, you know, most players kind of fail it on purpose. So then when they do it, you know, they can kind of be concussed and still pass the test.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, let's also understand that I don't think the Giants would be putting him in harm's way just because they want to play him. I think they'll be following all the protocols that need to be followed to make sure he could be cleared.
I mean, yeah.
The question, though, is that even if he's, like, okay to play, wouldn't it be better to just give it a little more time? That's the only question. Donovan in Virginia. Donovan.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, my Raiders, it got really, really, really personal, man, because a lot of people don't say that Mark Davis got those emails on the anniversary of Al Davis' passing, man. That's why I love what he said. I ain't got no comment. Ask the NFL, they got all the answers.
But tell me this.
You go ask the Wall Street Journal.
But how can you not have a problem with what he said? I thought he didn't show leadership because you look at Mike Mayock, he has to say something. Whether he agrees with it or not, we understand that he probably didn't want to fire his friend because he begged John Gruden to come out of the booth for years before he went there. But what he said was deplorable. You can't say those type of things. You know, not back then, not now. He offended so many different groups of people. All he had to say is, listen, it was a tough decision, but the right decision was to let John Gruden go. Like, how can you say some of the things that he said and coach an openly gay player? Like, he had to take a personal day. Like,
and Bart, that's what I'm saying, because this has nothing to do with the Raiders organization.
It doesn't.
And that's
it doesn't.
It's personal, man.
But it doesn't. It has something to do with the Raiders because he's employed with the Raiders. So what he's doing is like he can't coach the Raiders, so it affects the Raiders.
Yeah.
That's why they're implicated. That's why Mark Davis had to show strong leadership.
Yeah.
But he sounded like an entitled, spoiled brat that inherited a fortune, because if you talk about what Al Davis stood for, he gave Art Shell his first job, African-American head coach, the first. He gave Amy Trask the CEO position, the very first. So he's about gender equality. He's about, you know, equal opportunity for equal races. He's about everything that John Gruden says, something totally opposite of. So who's your loyalty to? Is it to your dad and his legacy, or is it to John Gruden?
And that's what Mark Davis, his quote was to Paul Gutierrez from ESPN, is, I have no comment. Ask the NFL. They have all the answers. That was basically his comment about accepting the resignation of John Gruden. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. How about Bill from Maine? Bill?
Yes, hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, there can be no divorce of the best dynamic duo in sports radio. You can't have that happen. So you guys got to stay together no matter what happens.
I appreciate it, Bill, but I have a feeling he's already got one foot out the door.
But if Allen's been a good teammate, if we can do both, wouldn't you want the best for me?
Of course I would.
So he could go with me. We can make it happen.
You know what? I don't know.
About my Titans. I got to talk to you about my Titans.
Go ahead.
So this is a good week for them.
I'm up in New England. It's tough to be a Titans fan in New England. We're far and few between. Talk me off the ledge, man. Preseason, everybody looks so good. There's all this talk about them winning the division. It's not a very good division, but they haven't been playing very good football.
Yeah.
And they got the Bills this weekend. Tell me they're going to beat the Bills. Tell me they're going to make the playoffs.
Well,
Tell me they're going to do something.
I like this matchup against the Bills, though. And to be honest, is because there's no team as uniquely built like the Titans. And losing to the Jets, I mean, they didn't have two of their best receivers, and that's still no excuse. But I think this is going to be a better game than people think, because King Henry is something different. You can't prepare for him. And the difference is, if Julio and A.J. Brown is right, when you drop that eight man in the box, it's going to give an easy read for Ryan Tannehill to have one-on-one with Julio, AJ, who can make people pay. So, you know, what you worry about is that defense on the other side. Bud Dupree doesn't really still seem healthy from, you know, the ACL surgery, and he was brought in to provide that pass rush. But I think this is going to be a highly competitive game.
You know, it's one of the games that I'm mulling when we do our lunch money is picking. It's because I just saw the line before the show, and I thought that is one that I definitely want to keep my eye on, do a little research on. Tune into Football Action Sunday. Lamar and the Ravens, they host Herbert and the Chargers. Coverage begins noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Back to the calls we go on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Pablo is from Pennsylvania. Pablo.
Oh, yeah. Thank y'all for letting me get on the radio on the power hour.
The power hour.
Hey, can you talk me out of the edge? Like the dude said, talk me off the edge. I don't know what the Eagles are doing. Every play is a pass. Every play is a pass. And when they do run, they have a little success. He goes back to the passing. And I don't know, is it going to get better? Are we going to make a trade for OBJ or something like that? Mm. And then they get rid of Zach Ertz earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think they're admitting or accepting that, hey, we gave it a run for it with two great tight ends and two young receivers. And, you know, we're not there yet. This is not a full-on rebuild. This is a bit of a reload. I think they trade the lineman Dillard as well because they know that he's not going to be there in the future. So I think they trade him and try and get more assets, get as many assets as you want. Could you imagine, like, okay, if Carson Wentz stays healthy, they get three first-round draft picks and they're able to get Deshaun Watson, you won't be complaining next year because this team have enough draft equity to give three first-round draft picks away, but yet still have some draft picks to get some quality players via trade or via the draft next year.
Barton Hahn, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Don't jump! Don't do it!
Us on the Goodyear Hotline. It's right now at 2-4. Obviously not looking good for them if you're thinking playoff. I don't know if they had those expectations to begin with, though, with this season. I really don't. You know, started off nice, but I just don't know if you really expectations were to make the playoffs. So really, what were they? They are in a reset right now, and they're trying to figure out if they have a quarterback. Let's go to Sam in Texas. As we know, the Cowboys have a quarterback.
Oh, they do indeed, fellas. How are y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call. I got something for Bart. This is Sam Stradamus. We spoke a week or two ago, Bart. But I got to get your take, man. After the performance of Trayvon Diggs, I mean, are we still thinking he's a blind squirrel or, you know, what?
Are we thinking
a blind squirrel? You say every now and then a blind squirrel finds a nut, and he's found several.
Well, he's got.
Does he have a pick a week at this point? Like, yeah, is he at that point?
We've seen this before. He's got hot. We've seen Delta O'Neal, guy like Delta O'Neal, have 10 interceptions. Last year we saw Xavier Howard have 10. You know, I'm not calling him a blind squirrel. He's playing the ball well. And listen, he's playing all these overthrows we're used to seeing within this system, this cover three system, kind of overthrows and tip balls and he's getting productivity. He's taking advantage and making the plays that comes to him. You know, but I think the degree of difficulty is going to get a lot harder. We haven't seen him really shut down a number one receiver, man-to-man lockdown. He's been playing a lot of zone, and he's just been in the right you know, position. You know, a lot of his picks have been overthrows.
Being in the right position is a big part of the skill, no?
I understand that, but what I'm saying is I'm not calling him a shutdown, lockdown corner. I'm not calling him Patrick Peterson, Darrell Revis, or one of those elite guys. Right now, he's playing the defense, and the plays are coming to him, and he's making the plays when they come to him. I want to see him when he goes against a lockdown corner. Like, you know, we weren't saying this when he was going against Tampa, right? Because he was going against real receivers. Let's see if he goes against the Rams or somebody like that that has a true number one receiver. And they say, okay, well, you take him no matter where he goes, and then we'll talk about that. But I think he's definitely on the right track. And I think if he continues at this pace, he has the potential to be a defensive player of the year.
All right, so there's no Diggs Island yet.
No. You don't just get no island because you get a couple picks. I mean, come on, man. I can remember the linebacker from the Buffalo Bills, Alonzo, had five.
So no Diggs Island, at least not yet. All right, we'll continue with your calls, your anxiety for week six and everything else going on in the world of sports. Like I said, the stuff we talk about, the stuff you want to talk about, as long as it's sports-related, we'll do it if it's entertaining. Now, it looks to be a competitive week across the NFL in week six. I mean, there's some games you look at them, and it's getting harder and harder later in the season to decide which way you want to go. We're going to try and make you some money on some of those hard-to-figure-out games as lunch money comes up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and you can find us on the ESPN app.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Strong opinions.
It looks to me like Aaron Rodgers is looking for external motivation.
The best analysis, plus the biggest names in sports.
What's up, Luke?
I see someone's got a little energy over there. That's good.
Fired up, ready to go.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max starting at 6 Eastern, followed by Green.
The worst offense in the NFL. It's a disgrace.
Mornings on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han. Let's get some extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is Lunch Money.
All right, let's stop messing around. It's time to make some money. All right? Bart and Han, we are brought to you by Goodyear. Making the plays that move you forward, Goodyear more driven. So Bart Scott, let's go around the room first. Johnny Pickhams.
That's the best name. You talk about the best Shallow Graves.
Shallow Graves is Johnny good. Johnny Pickhams. Johnny Pickhams should be Shallow Graves' manager.
Yes.
Right? All right. So moving on. Johnny Pickhams, he goes with, wow, taking the Chargers and the points. 2.5. I didn't realize that the Chargers were not favored. He's taking the Cardinals and the points. And he's taking the Cowboys and laying the 3. But just keep this in mind, everybody. He's 8-10 so far in the season. So, you know, trust him at your own peril, just like you and Buster Olney. All right, let's bring in Jake the Snake, who has had – he's been on a hell of a run. But, Jake, a little setback last week.
The run came to a stop, actually. It took 6 full weeks, but Vegas finally got the best of me. I got to – but I'm humble, you know. You got to take your loss like a man. Back in the lab, we're doing the lab research, and we're going to come back better, and we're gonna get the ship righted today.
I like it. Yeah, you got to trust your work. That's all. Trust your work.
That's right.
So what do you got?
Win big, lose small.
I'll cite my sources, too. Sources are Jake Lennox. That's all it is. So the first game I have, I'm going to go home dogs, the Carolina Panthers, plus 2.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. Second, I got the Bart Scott Bowl, Cowboys, Patriots, under 50.5, so Bart could come in and gloat about two bad offenses on Monday. Third, and? Steelers, -5 at home versus Geno Smith's Seahawks.
Yeah. And Geno's in our pocket. He's working for us now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, XJ, you know, it's ESPN New York type stuff. And then finally, I got the Kansas City Chiefs off of a bad loss, -7 at Washington against the football team.
It's that defense that's overrated. All right. Just so everybody knows, though, Jake had a rough week, but he's still 13-6-1.
13-6-1. That's
impressive stuff. No big deal. As you would say, NBD. No big deal.
NBD, let the numbers speak for themselves, you know?
Love it. All right. Jake the Snake. All right, Bart Scott, pick a game for us. What do you got?
I'm taking the Progressive Bowl. I'm going to take the Mandalorian, who I believe, I'm going to take the 3 points. I can't believe that. I understand Chandler Jones is not playing, but at the end of the day, it's going to come down to Kyler Murray with the ball last or Baker Mayfield last. I'm going to take Baby Mandalorian, a.k.a. Baby Yoda, a.k.a. Mighty Mouse, a.k.a. Scrappy Doo. I'm going to go ahead and roll with that dude.
All right. You're taking Arizona and also taking those 3 points. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this because I know it's going to bother you. I'm going to take Cincinnati. I'm going to lay the 3.5 at Detroit. As much as we feel like the Lions are just right there on the verge, they just have these heartbreaking losses and all that stuff. I look at Cincinnati, and they're also coming off a heartbreaking loss. A game they should have won. They feel like it was given to them. And I just like that team. I like the offense. I like Joe Burrow. I like what they've got going on. And I could see this is a game where they're looking too. They're probably seeing themselves like, This is one of these games. We got to win this game. This is a must-win kind of game.
4-2. Stay pace with the Ravens and the Browns.
I'm looking at this like this game matters. This game means something. They don't walk into Detroit thinking we're so good, we're going to overlook this. No, I'm looking at this team thinking I just had an L that should have been a dub. I need to make sure I get this dub. So I'm taking this, and I will give you the 3.5 because I don't see this one being a double doink, a doink, a field goal, a heartbreak, anything.
If the Lions lose because of another field goal,
oh my God!
Listen, they might have to resuscitate Dave Campbell.
It is certainly painful. So that's your lunch money, Bart and Han. So we certainly hope that you do as well as Jake's been doing, and you can make some money and buy yourself some lunch. Bart and Han, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Speaking of Detroit, Bart, before we get back to the calls, your Red Wings look like they were about to think about it. The Lightning lost opening night. They were about to be 0-2. This game was over. My son kept giving me the score. He's like, I can't believe they're losing. It's 6-3. Like, what's going on?
First off, how disrespectful are you?
It is 6-3.
I can't believe they're losing.
Cannot believe it.
Is Detroit just some bums? I can't believe he's losing.
And then what happens? Even the Red Wings now can't get it. It's the Tigers. It's the Lions. Heartbreaking losses just seem to be a Detroit thing. Look at the Pistons. What are they going to do?
I'm sorry. How did the Yankees do? Oh, your Knicks. That was disappointing too, right?
What do you mean the Knicks? They beat them. What are you talking
about? I'm talking about just like...
Oh, like recently?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about right now. 6-3, your team was winning, Bart Scott.
I know.
And the Lightning win in overtime, 7-6.
This was the Yzerman Bowl.
It was the Yzerman Bowl. The Lightning win this game 7-6 in overtime. This is 1983.
We ain't living
the
right
NHL.
In Detroit.
We're doing this now. 13 goals in a game.
We ain't living right in Detroit. Right?
A lot of offense.
We got a lot of sins.
What did you guys do? I mean, is this like you? I mean, you I you think, produced I, Eminem. Like you're giving us good things, and then this happens.
We've given you Stevie. We've given you Stevie Wonder. We gave you Anita Baker. We gave you way more than that.
I meant recently.
We gave you Aaliyah.
But now
we gave you Big Sean.
Mm-hmm. But you're not giving us any sports to talk about. And
don't
that's right.
Don't worry. Wait with Kelly and Hayes and Kay Cunningham come back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that gonna be?
Yeah, we coming.
When? Where you going is the better question. I just had to point that out because you talk so much about the Red Wings.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe they lost this game. No, seriously, because I was like, I can't wait to come in tomorrow and we're going to talk about Red Wings beating the Lightning and what a big deal that is, tone setting, Stevie Y, all that stuff. And then I go,
do you trust Stevie
they
Y?
They lost?
Do you trust Stevie Y?
Oh, no. He's, yes.
So he'll get that fixed.
He'll get it right.
So the Red Wings will be back where they deserve to be. Yeah. You need to figure out who has a brighter future, the Lions or the Jets.
Why do I need to figure that out?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get a dub. We can't talk nothing about nobody football team around here.
No, you can't. Anyway,
let's not go to Rutgers versus Michigan and Michigan State.
Let's go to Eddie in New York. Eddie, what's up, man?
What's up, fellas? You know, Bart, I got something for you, you know. Last time I talked to Chris Carlin, who blocked me on Twitter, said to me, Daniel Jones should run the ball.
That bad?
And Daniel Jones. I want to know how many times Daniel Jones should run the ball this week. Ask Chris Carlin.
How many times should he run?
I mean, he's going to have. If he play this week, they got to protect him, right? Because, he had to duck his head in. Just so happened he's tall and he was going against a shorter person. And he tried to get low, you know, because that was his only way he thought he could get in there. But listen, you can't fault the kid for that, right? He was trying to make a play against a rival. You know, I mean, he's been playing well. I just hate that, like, the fact that he missed that game is going to mess up his totals, because when they look at what he throws for this year, people will say, oh, he only threw for this. But they're not going to say that he missed two games because the guy
missed a half.
But he's been playing outstanding football.
Yeah.
And I think that he's only going to get better if Saquon's ankle injury isn't like one of these high ankle sprains. They believe he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
No, that was
he should be back a lot earlier, and everybody should be well. They found something with Kadarius Toney. You know, so I root for Daniel Jones because I just feel like he's a victim of being in a place where he's had, three coaches since he's been here? There's been three coaches here in short
it's,
order.
It's that. Or it's two. Yeah, it's that. It's the
offensive the, line.
Yeah, there's so many issues with
why
this team.
The Chargers
the lack of stability.
Line, how can the Chargers build an offensive line in one offseason? And the Giants seem like they've been working on the offensive line for 3 or 4 seasons.
You just bring in the wrong people. I mean, they spend the money the wrong way also. Gino is from New Jersey. Gino.
Way to go,
every Jay. Every other Dolphins fan I talk to, they either want Tua out or Flores out. And I feel like it's too early for both. Well, I lost to Jacksonville on Sunday. Then you got a case, in my opinion.
Wow.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, and I'll also look at this. I think you have a coach. Right? Brian Flores knows what he's doing. I think he's proven that off last year. I think they have a good front office.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the issue. If you look around that team, your biggest concern is at the quarterback position. And I think it remains it. I think it remains a question mark. I think it's fair to say that.
Offensive
you love Tua, but you don't know if he's the guy. You just don't know.
Yeah, and I think – but the good thing is they have the draft capital that if he isn't the guy to
exactly.
go out and get somebody, because even if you say, okay, you don't get a
– You think Deshaun Watson's the guy?
Deshaun Watson, but you still may have a guy like – Aaron Rodgers. You may have a guy like Russell Wilson who still has a team like that on his list from last year. So, like, you know, you may be able to put some magic off with the two first-round draft picks you got, give them to Seattle. Seattle can't win with Russell Wilson, so at some point they might say, you know what, we got to start over.
I don't think they'll ever do that, but
Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson. Russell Wilson was a squeaky wheel last year.
Yeah, but
– I'm talking about after the season.
Yeah, no, of course, after the season, but if you're – I mean, he's got to retire with them. I mean, I can't – why would you just
– Hold on. Wouldn't you say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers 3 years ago? He got to retire as a Green Bay. He's trying to get the hell out of town.
Well, his contract's up.
It
will be up, right?
No. He got 2 more years left on his contract. Right, he wants out.
Right, I didn't mean right now, but I'm saying, but Russell Wilson's going to be there for a while, isn't he?
No. His contract.
When is his deal up? I thought they just reworked it.
It's like reworked it. That's extension. So it's like 2 or 3 years left on it.
Well, all right.
I'll get the answer for
you. Yeah, I just threw you a grenade. How about that?
And I'm pulling it back up.
All right. You like that? And college football is also heating up, by the way. So tune in tomorrow. LSU. Hosting Florida, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 11 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. All right, so we'll continue with your calls, your anxiety for your team in Week 6. Also, who will be the headline makers when we get back to doing this on Monday morning? We will discuss with you, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Keyshawn Johnson.
They don't want to forfeit games based on your beliefs.
Jay Williams.
From knowing Justin Fields, I think his mindset is better when he's thrown to the wolves.
And now, Max Kellerman.
Trevor Lawrence, it looks like he's the guy struggling the most with the speed of the NFL.
Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Sirius XM Channel 80 as well. And you know what? So, my really good friend texted me about our show. And you know what he said to me? He was just like asking me a question about the show. I said, we were just talking about it. And he's like, oh, I missed it. How did you miss it? He goes, well, I'm back in my office. I'm not home anymore. So I'm back in my office. And I said, you know, you can get it streaming.
Mm.
So Eric just texted me, Eric Winchell. He texted me. He's like, I gave myself a reminder. I didn't miss a single show this week. And I'm like, that's my man. There you go. So there's no, like, when people like try to give you those excuses,
it's no excuse.
We have an answer for everything. When you're like, I missed you. I missed the show.
Support your boys, man.
On your phone,
even
on the app.
If you're not listening to it all the way, you're doing it, running errands and doing stuff, man.
I just have it on the background. It's on your app. So you have, it's on your phone, on your radio in the car, on Sirius XM if you have that as well, on your television, on ESPN+. Where, Bart, where is the excuse to not listen? That's what I want to know. Oh, and by the way, if you missed the show because of you, none of that, no technology anywhere, guess what else you got? Podcast. We had Steve Atwater. We had three straight days of Hall of Famers on the show. Jim Kelly. I'm not name dropping. I'm just telling you, this is what we had on the show last couple of days. Alan Faneca as well. And if you missed any of that, so Steve Atwater is great, by the way. We had Barstradamus. So even, he was great.
Even William Shatner can get Bart Hahn up in space.
Yes, he can. Here's how. If you miss anything, just go to the podcast. That's where you can get it. The full show. Always posted as a podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Just type in Bart and Hahn. And then, of course, hit subscribe, and then you don't miss a damn thing. So, with that in mind, I ask you, Bart Scott, as now we get into this week of games, which one of these teams do you think is like, are we going to have maybe a different narrative about if they do not win? If the Browns lose to the Cardinals, they'd be 3-3. Does that change our perspective about what they can be this year? Because they went into the season, we were talking about how they could be a Super Bowl contender, AFC elite team. But they'd be 3-3 if they lose to the Cardinals at home.
Yeah. I think, listen, losing at home, if they lose to Kyler Murray, the best Oklahoma quarterback in the league right now, I think they may have to just really start thinking about moving Odell Beckham. Because that's the most tradable
for November 2nd?
Yeah, for November 2nd, because I think they'll panic a little bit because they still haven't played the Ravens. They still haven't played – well, they played the Steelers, I think, right? I don't know. But, you know what I mean, they still haven't played the Ravens. You know, and they say they split there. You can't start losing these games, especially if you're trying to win a division. You got to panic and try and get as many reinforcements as you can.
Mm-hmm. All right, remember, there's 17 weeks, so there's still – you could argue still 11 weeks left after this week. All right, what about – I'm sorry, no, there's there'll be 10. We're in week 6. I keep thinking of week 5. The time is going so fast. If the Cowboys, and it's not, look, they're going to Foxborough. I know the Patriots are not the Patriots, but it's still going to Foxborough against Bill and all the stuff, the funny stuff that happens up there anyway. It's like the Bermuda Triangle. You just never know. But if they lose to the Patriots somehow, some way, does that all of a sudden change? Because right now, it's Super Bowl. Yeah, you got Amani talking about it. Amari talking about it. You've got other analysts talking about it. The Cowboys are in that conversation. But if they somehow lose to the Patriots, let's say that, you know, Belichick just got their number, they figure it out, it's a low-scoring game, and they beat them. Does that change anything about our perspective of the Cowboys?
Yeah, it's just a classic trap game, right? And they lost, so now they lost two games. And really what the Cowboys have to be able to be conscious of is if they're going to win their division, which I think that doesn't make them a threat to lose their division, but it makes them, if they win their division wild card, they're going to get the best team, the highest rated team. They want to try and make sure that they win their division and that they can host and make sure that they can, it can go through Dallas by having the best record that they can have, because they don't want to have to go to Green Bay. They don't want to have to go to Tampa.
Right.
They don't have to go to Los Angeles. So they better take care of business because they don't want to have to deal with that.
Not an easy place to play, though. All right, how about let's flip it, a win. If Baltimore gets a win over the Chargers, who are a really good team, they're both 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
If Lamar Jackson does it again, if Baltimore can get this win, what does that say about them? And does that change our perspective come Monday morning when we're talking about them?
To me, it elevates them, right? It elevates them because you know Lamar has reinforcements coming. You know he's going to get his otherworldly left tackle, which is going to give him more stability. Also, that's going to improve that running game. Right, and you know that eventually he's going to get Rashad Bateman back, who everybody says is a show enough lotto stud.
You said in practice they're raving about what they see so far, right?
Yeah, exactly.
When he does get out there.
Right, so like he's coming back soon. So that I think that'll change. Like, wow, these Ravens are holding their own now. Man, reinforcements are coming. They can only be even better.
Yeah, so a lot of games this weekend, of course. And then you got the Sunday night game, which is a good one. Let's see what happens in Pittsburgh. Does Ben Roethlisberger continue things? I mean, you got Seattle going
Michael
in there.
Michael Myers, every time Smith. We try and kill him. No, we need Geno to lose around here in New York because we need that draft pick to be high.
Is he finally going to get some wins for the Jets? Like, because this is
exactly.
You. That's a high draft pick, of course.
Manchurian
potentially,
candidate.
If things
baby.
Fall apart for Seattle. So a big weekend. And, of course, you got the baseball. You got the haters ball beginning tonight between the Red Sox and
the watching?
Astros.
Are you watching?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Don't you love
I probably
the game?
Will. I'll probably like.
You're going to flash through.
I'll check in.
You're going to be upset no matter who's winning.
I know. I'm going to be mad anyway, but you know I got to see just what's going to happen, but I don't want either team to win. I'm rooting for rain. Have a great weekend, everybody.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.